Day three of counting of votes in elections to local councils, the European Parliament and the Mayor of Limerick. Let's get the latest on the European counts. Dublin further ahead than everybody else. Kay Sheehy is at the RDS. What's the latest there, Kay?
Okay, so we're just on the eliminations. We've eliminated our third candidate, Andy Heisman, and they're just distributing his votes at the moment. So we're just waiting on a fourth count. Now, no discernible differences have happened in the main standings, except things like Aon Thuaidh's Aisling Considine has jumped ahead of Dáithí Dúlann, and Niall Boylan is edging ever closer to Éadan O'Riordan because they've only got about 100 votes between them. But they're ones to watch now as more and more of candidates from the right get eliminated. But as you know, the lay of the land is that Barry Andrews is around 62,000 votes and Fine Gael's Regina Doherty are on 61,000. Now, they're still well off the quota at 75,000, but they look pretty safe for the first two seats. Then after that, there's kind of a gang with 30,000 votes. Some more ahead than others. Lynn Boylan is on 35 and she'll be relying on Dáithí Dúlann's 10,000 votes to help her. But that, you know, that isn't an awful lot of votes when you consider that the quota is 75,000. The other two on the 30,000 club are Ciarán Cuff, who's on 32,000. He's from the Greens, of course, and the sitting MEP. And he's ahead of Éadan O'Riordan by about 1,000 votes or less. And they will both be hoping to gain from Social Democrats Sinead Gibney's 16,000 votes whenever she gets eliminated. Now, as I said, Niall Boylan is there and he's gaining on Éadan, but it depends what votes he will get from the more right-leaning. Now, also still there is Independence for Change, Claire Daly. It looks like she's a harder battle to get those transfers. She's got around 26,000 first preferences and she'd be maybe relying on Breed Smith, who's on 21,000, but, you know, seen as they don't have a pact as such, it's hard to know whether she won't get 100% from Breed Smith or anything like it, maybe. So we'll keep transferring and shifting those votes and see what now Andy Heisman brings to the picture when the count four is imminent and coming along.
Okay, thank you. That's Katie Sheehy at the RDS. Let's cross to the other capital, to Cork, to Nemo Rangers GAA Club. And Brian O'Connell, we had been expecting a first count around about now. It's going to be delayed, yes?
Well, the situation here in the five-seater sprawling Ireland South constituency, we expect the first count perhaps at 4 p.m, maybe even later, I'm hearing. So if Fine Gael's Sean Kelly gets across the line on that first count, looks like he could, then we're in for a long process and many hours ahead to distribute his surplus and get us to a second count. Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher has put in a very strong performance here. He's almost certain to take the second seat, although it may take maybe several counts. Indications are Michael McNamara has done very well. And then we have a number of candidates, including two sitting MEPs, Independence for Change, Mick Wallace, and Green Party's Grace O'Sullivan. We have a sitting TD in Kathleen Funchen for Sinn Féin. I've just been speaking to some Sinn Féin people here. I mean, they're hoping essentially she'll be in fourth position after the first count, but they're certainly apprehensive. And then the second Fine Fáil, or perhaps the second Fine Gael candidates, all feeling like perhaps they're in with a chance of a seat. Doubtful votes are being reviewed now in front of me. The target at the outset here, Gavin, on Saturday, was that all of this could be wrapped up by perhaps tomorrow evening. I have to say that looks somewhat optimistic at this stage. In fact, someone on Twitter just a while ago asked me, is there any chance of getting the e-voting machines back? I think it's a bit early for that.
Brian, thank you. That's Brian O'Connell in Cork. Let's go to Castlebar. John Cook is at the TF Royal Hotel and Theatre, covering Midlands Northwest. How are you getting on, John?
Well, Gavin, still in the absence of any official election figures here in Midlands Northwest, there's no shortage of speculation and rumour among candidates, party supporters and media as to when these hundreds of thousands of votes from 15 counties across Donegal to Meath will be counted. But the word from returning officer Marion Chambers Higgins is that things are still going well and to schedule, with a first count expected late this afternoon or evening. Then we'll know if very limited tallies for some of the 15 candidates are correct. and who will still be in the race for those five seats among predicted poll topper Luke Bing Flanagan and other front runners, Leash Offaly TD Barry Cowan for Fianna Fáil, former Rose Maria Walsh and former jockey Nina Carberry for Fine Gael, Independent Ireland's Kieran Mullooly, the former RTE reporter, and Meath TD Aintu leader Pather Tobin, as well as Fianna Fáil Senator Mayo's Lisa Chambers. A win for five out of those seven contenders would mean, of course, the loss of Sinn Féin's seat in Brussels. In the past hour, returning officer Marion Chambers Higgins has been showing doubtful votes to candidates and their agents to determine whether questionable entries by some voters can still be valid or spoil votes. Some of those gathered around the top table told me in the last few minutes of a small number of unstamped ballots, many with lots of ticks and X's instead of numbered preferences. Many ballot papers where voters had entered their numbered preferences across both their local and European votes, with some confusion there. And up to 2,000 of these 27 candidate long ballot papers simply left blank, while some voters had gone to the trouble of drawing a line all the way down the 27 boxes from top to bottom of this more than 2.5 foot paper. For hundreds of thousands of other valid votes, Gavin, we expect a clearer picture and that much anticipated first count later this evening.
John Cook in Castlebar, thank you. The